The Lou Holtz Laugh Club, presided over by America's favorite storyteller, who says,
men never marry for money. You can borrow it much cheaper.
Now, here he is, the chairman of the Laugh Club, Lou Holtz.
Well, thank you. We seem to have an awful lot of things to do today, so suppose we get the meeting started right away. Ginger, what's on the agenda for today?
Oh, Mr. Holtz, I met the most wonderful man yesterday, a traveling salesman.
Oh, I knew we'd get involved in something like this. I suppose he gave you the old line.
Oh, yes, Mr. Holtz. He started comparing me with famous women in history. Mr. Holtz, who was Lucretia Borgia?
He sounds like a very interesting young man. I suppose he was a smoothie.
Oh, yes. He's got lots of polish.
Oh, he has polish?
Yes, and if you'll let him, he'll try to sell you some.
Well, great. It looks to me like you got yourself a new boyfriend.
Well, I don't know, Mr. Holt. I went with him yesterday to buy a necktie, and he put his fingers around my neck and squeezed real hard.
Really? Well, that's a new approach. Why did he do that?
Then he turned to the salesman and said, see, that's the shade purple I want.
You know, when I first met you, dear, I didn't like you. Now I hate you. Here's a story about a man who hurts his finger in the middle of the night, and he sends for a doctor. Oh, his finger is killing him. In comes a doctor, and the man is holding his arm out, way out. He's, oh, Doc, my finger's killing me. And he's holding his arm way out straight. And the doc says, I know your finger hurts you, but why are you holding your arm out straight? He says, because I want to keep the pain as far away from me as possible. Sam Lapidus and a friend are deeply engrossed in conversation. And Lapidus says, you know this Einstein? He's an amazing man, Professor Einstein. But I don't understand the meaning of the relativity of space. I can't seem to understand it. I ain't got it. Fellas, this is a very plain thing. Here is the theory. I'll give you a plain talk. According to Einstein, he says that if you are sitting on a red-hot stove for 1 minute, it seems like an hour. But, he says, if you are kissing a beautiful girl for an hour, it seems like a minute. And Lapidus says, and from this he makes a living?
You know, Mr. Holt, I've decided to throw that salesman over. I just remembered something else that happened yesterday.
Yeah, and what was that, Ginger?
Well, we went down to the Museum of Art and stood in front of a statue of the Venus de Milo, and I said, gee, I wish I looked like her. And he started to break off both my arms.
Nice fella. Meetings again.